Transportation services like Uber, Lyft, and CarShare are offering free rides today to ensure as many voters as possible get to the polls. Some members of the musical group The Roots are doing the same. Drummer Questlove and singer Black Thought are in Philly today encouraging voting. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports.
It all started with the SEPTA strike. A local DJ and activist named Cosmo Baker was worried that a lot of Philadelphians would not be able to get to the polls and to work because the buses might not be running. So in just 24 hours, using a little more than social media, Baker had mobilized a 100-person army of volunteers. And even though the SEPTA strike did end and buses are now running, he pushed forward.
Between me and a few principals in this kind of guerrilla operation, we don't really have a name for this, we came up with logistics and infrastructure of how we can kind of make this work for getting people to polls.
Baker is a well-connected guy, and the band The Roots caught wind of his effort. Singer Tariq Trotter, also known as Black Thought, is from South Philadelphia, and he maintains a house here. Even though he doesn't live here anymore, he comes back every election day because this is where he is registered to vote. On this election day, he came back to pass out water and pretzels to people waiting in long lines at polling places and also to give hugs and post for pictures.
All of our civic duty is to vote, but we're not all, you know, on primetime television 5 nights a week. You know, there's murals of us here in the city. Our name is on Broad Street in the sidewalk. So feel like that affords me just a little bit more influence.
Black Thought is encouraging people to vote this year because, as he says, this is an election like no other, and also because he had the day off. He did not have to rush back to New York in the afternoon to tape The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. The Roots co-founder, Questlove, drove people to the polls in West Philadelphia. That's where he grew up. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.